Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Somebody lawyering up as we speak.
Sick.
Get Jackson's fiance on the phone.
My attorneys is coming.
I have my dad looking into it.
Yeah. My attorneys is coming. We're gonna change it to the Boston Herald Wiki edition.
You should see if Alan Jackson is available. I think he's very affordable.
And that's
Karen Reed's attorney.
Give the other side equal.
And I'm a Sue Brockton too. Breach of contract. Where the hell's the rest of my damn money?
Did you sign on a dotted line for $100,000?
No, I signed for the
stipend.
Yeah, like 15 and some change.
You got bags of cash coming on this baby from everybody.
I want my damn money.
And can I just? I know we have fun with Wiggy. The fact that Wiggy did that last year for $15,000, the amount of time that guy put into those kids is something that should be applauded.
Yep.
I should be paid
$100,000. But it's not applauded because they're sitting there, somebody who's bitter, who didn't get the job, is sitting there going, wait a minute, he has no experience coaching. Excuse me, he won a Super Bowl, you dink. That's enough experience to coach high school football.
And if you want to understand why our education system is so flawed, this is such a great encapsulation of all of that.
Yeah.
You have someone who is talented in ways that far exceed the pay and the coaching level for Wiggy out of a job, not like you could get it, but out of work because he doesn't like kiss the knee or kiss the ring of a union.
Yeah. Wouldn't you want to get a job because you're the best, not because somebody else you complain about?
Yeah.
And I had we had our plan all ready for this year.
Yeah.
I was in the off season. I had the good plan. I was going to, you know, I learned from the first year, like, okay, maybe I'll let some, you know, I was doing too much, you know, trying to do too much. I said, okay, you know, I was going to have my boy Barrels run the offense, you know, make some adjustments on defense.
Get criminals to come in and talk.
We have it. Our educational part, we was on point. We had progress reports. Kids weren't playing if their grades weren't right. GPA rose.
And Wiggy.
My goddamn money. I want my money.
Wiggy and Greg were out, I feel like, Courtney, the day that this all broke, I feel like we did a show together and we got call after call from moms and dads of players, of kids who played for Wiggy, saying how heartbroken they were.
I still go back there. I was back at practice like a couple of weeks ago. And
are you getting paid?
No, I'm not getting paid. Now I know they owe me $85,000.
Wiggy loves pro bono.
He goes back at night because they buried the other $85,000 out in the.
I'm trying to find it
in the visitor's end zone.
Well, there's a kid. One of the players, Jaden Lopes Ribeiro, just reached out to me and I'm helping him with his recruiting.
Really,
you know, because he really good wide receiver. See if we can get him a Division I scholarship.
This is outrageous. It's outrageous.
I want my money.
You are being maligned by the press. This is Phil from the Cape. Hello, Phil.
Good morning, show.
What's up?
Wiggy.
Yo.
You guys, so it's kind of a joke in the same way of Michael Scott holding a press conference when all the saber printers caught fire.
Yep.
Dude, you literally, they're going to use the words Super Bowl and morning show, number one morning show in Boston. Every single TV station is going to cover this. Greg, call in. All the stations have them come into the show and do a morning press.
We should do conference. Wiggy should have a press conference. I agree with you.
Well, in case you missed it, Michael Scott, when they realized that the saber printers caught on fire, he said, you control the story, so you invite the press to come to you instead of them finding out about it on their own.
I didn't have to do a Tyreek Hill press conference.
Here is your headline.
I want my money.
God.
Yeah, we need to have a press
conference. Can we get this writer on to grill him?
Yeah.
Well, at least he could have. They could have called me up and said, hey.
Well, no, I mean, it's pure clickbait. It's like they act like you're involved in the scandal.
Right.
Like Super Bowl champion Jermaine Wiggins involved in the scandal.
And he's not at all.
Not at all.
Don't you think it'd be pretty easy to find if they paid me $100,000?
I mean, your wife does have that very nice new Porsche.
And you did get that very nice big truck.
I've had the truck. I had the truck long before I was coaching.
Oh. I mean, it's very nice, Porsche.
She had that long before I was coaching.
Yeah. It says Brockton staff car on the side of it, which is weird.
I thought it was a little tacky when he got the bumper sticker that said, "This car runs on teachers' union tears."
And I was in the school, too, helping the kids out. Hell, where's the rest of my bread?
Hey, listen, just if they call for a comment, just say, you know how expensive it is to move to the city?
Right.
And, Greg, we haven't talked about it yet because I think it'll be next week or a couple weeks, but we know, Greg and I, through Ken, know Wiggy's appearance fee number. And what he got paid to coach is basically one appearance.
That is true.
Wiggy's going to be doing a show from Florida, and he's getting a bag of cash.
Right. It should have been, maybe I should have been more of a Belichick type of contract. If you had $18 million, you could kind of play around with. You could have threw me a mil.
Yeah.
Million for coaching Courtney?
Yeah.
Absolute attack job on you.
That's all right.
No, it's not all right.
That's all right.
Not all right with me.
The kids are all. It was all a bunch of great kids.
And so. You care a lot.
I still have. Like I said, I still the guy that's down there now, the new head coach, Jelson Silva, great guy. Played at Brockton High School. They open up Friday against Bridgewater. Is it Bridgewater? Yeah, I think it's Bridgewater. Bridgewater Raynham.
Same quarterback?
Another kid. That quarterback, he transferred. He went to a Catholic school. But good team. Good bunch of kids, man. I had a blast doing it. It is.
You know what it is? It's yellow journalism.
It really is.
I told you, I'm not a union guy.
Yellow journalism.
What's yellow journalism?
What that means. When the newspaper, the tabloid form of the newspaper started in New York in the late 1800s, they would sensationalize headlines that weren't true.
All right.
So people would buy their newspaper. It was like the... It's the old head form of clickbait, basically, is what it is.
All right. I've reached out to Lance Anderson from the Boston Herald.
Yes, Lance.
Or Lance Reynolds, I'm sorry.
Okay.
And by the way, I'm a total idiot. The press conference where Michael invited the media was after they had the offensive watermark printed on the papers that went out to the schools.
Yeah.
The printer's catching on fire was not that day, so I apologize to the office fans. Yeah.
All right, we are going to get to today's news. I promise. There's an interesting story about the school students who went without lunch for a year in Brockton is very interesting. I want to get to that news.
I would buy them pizza
a little bit later. And so we are going to get. Wait, is this the guy? Is this the actual superintendent of the Brockton High School? Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, what's going
on? Mike Thomas, superintendent.
Mike Thomas.
How are you?
Mike Thomas, superintendent. What's up, Mike?
Nothing. I'm the one that hired Wiggy.
Oh, are you really him?
I am. Of course, I am.
Oh. Yeah. Wiggy, is this him?
Mike, what up?
What's up, Wiggy? How you been?
I can't complain, man. The Herald, they're coming at me, though.
This is fantastic. This is happening. This is live journalism happening right as we do the show. So what is...
I love all you guys. First, I want to say you guys are great. I listen every morning.
What's the deal here? Why is the Herald... What is the Herald writing about $100,000 salary?
So that was going to end up being Wiggy's salary if we got a... So basically, Wiggy was coming in for the $15,000 and change to coach.
Yeah.
And then he was going to stay on as a mentor.
Oh.
And probably help over 1,000 student athletes. We've always struggled in Brockton to make sure that our athletes got into college and qualified... their grades qualified to get them into college at all levels. Everybody always talks about Brockton, they have to go Division I, but, you have all the different divisions and schools that these kids could go to, and again, help them get into college. He was going to be a major part of that, something that the athletic department never had.
Okay.
He was going to stay on, be there every day as a mentor,
yep.
helping these kids with their grades, with their behavior, with their attendance. And let me tell you something, if Wiggy was there last year, they would have not been calling for the National Guard to come into Brockton High School. So that's where people are missing the point. Like, you're talking about, I hired a guy who grew up exactly like those kids in a single-parent home.
Yep.
Worked his you-know-what off to get where he was and where he is now. And that kind of knowledge that he has and that kind of experience, you can't teach people. So having someone like that around those kids in Brockton is priceless. You can't replace that. And that's my philosophy, and I stand by it 100%.
And Mike was a great guy. And I still, my wife and I, we help out the Boston family who the mother lost the two sons in the car accident.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
we go down there, we help out in any way, and there was going to be a lot of great opportunity, but, you know, Mike was a great guy, and he did a lot for, you know, Brockton from that area, from that community, and that was one of the reasons why. It wasn't about coaching football. It was more about coaching kids that were like me. Come from an area where, you know, maybe everything isn't handed to you. You got a single-parent household. There's a lot of things that go on in the streets that can easily distract you and take you away from the goal that you want to have for yourself, which is just going to college. And so we had a great vision, but unfortunately, because, you know, I want a union guy and people want to see things, they start going in
just
different directions.
Just quickly, numbers-wise, though, because I hear what you're saying, the $100,000, would that have just been for a year of doing this, like this next year?
Yeah, it was, yes.
A yearly?
Yeah, it was going to be year to year, because that's what you have to do, Courtney, with grant money.
Mm.
You know, you'd have to apply every year, but, you know, with the work he was going to do with these kids, there was no reason that the grant wouldn't have been extended because they would have saw the value in it right away.
Yeah, you're not even coaching. You'd still be a mentor.
Yeah. I mean, I was there every day.
Correct.
And you went to school for family counseling.
Yeah, I went to child family development. I went to school. Yeah.
What Courtney is thinking is how many bottles of facial moisturizer she'd have to sell on Instagram to hit that number.
Yeah, it'd be a lot. It would be a lot.
But, Mike, did the Herald reach out to you and get your thoughts on this?
No.
What?
No, they didn't want to hear. You know, I never heard from the Herald. I've spoken to the Globe in the local newspaper about the whole deficit, but I did not hear from the Herald at all.
How is that possible? You don't ask the guy that was hired or the guy that hired him in a story about his hiring.
Yeah. Oh, it's a shame. And it's a weak attempt to try to take something that was very well intended and turn it into something else. I still remember like it was yesterday, Wiggy's opening press conference down there. He stood up in front of everybody wearing like a beautiful $3,000 suit.
Shout out to Quazo.
And it was. I was sitting there saying to myself, where did the man get that money for the suit? And it was really honestly like, all right, Mike, thanks. I'm glad you listened. And are you a superintendent somewhere
all
else?
All the time.
What do you do now?
No, I'm still superintendent there on leave.
Okay, on leave. Paid leave?
Yep.
Well, hopefully he's able to get back.
Paid leave, yes.
Hopefully he's able to get back, because what Mike was going to do, which they do a great job in, and this was kind of the conversation.
He was going to give you $250,000 to be the school lunch consultant.
He was going to implement uniforms.
Oh, I love
no,
that.
No cell phone policies. Very similar to like what Springfield does.
Yep.
Springfield Central. So it was a lot of great things.
And I know we say this all the time, but like I have two amazing parents, came from a really great household, and Wiggy's like a father figure for me. So
appreciate
like imagine it. Being somebody who comes from a house where they really need that, and Wiggy's your coach and mentor. Like that's
also apparently Shannon Sharp, a father figure for Michelle.
Oh God!
I don't know if you heard any of the audio. But
we are off the rails.
Poppy.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Oh, God.
I wasn't a part of the IG. I'm just repeating the transcript.
Yeah.
I have to say, you know what sounds amazing? Paid leave.
Yeah.
I know it really
not
does.
Bad.
Yeah. All right. Well, finally.
It'd be nice, Corey.
Yeah, it would be our mentor.
You're still going to do this show?
Hell yeah.
Double dipping. Over
listen,
there.
I mean, I got three kids and a wife, so and I live in the city, so I'm always looking for jobs. If anybody's hiring and they need a little part time help,
me too.
Bouncing, whatever it is, follow me on IG too, because I'm trying to get some money there too. So right. I'll let you, boy.
We will get to the news coming up, and then the Red Sox front office report as the season comes to a close at 9 with Sam Kennedy. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Fine Mass Money. The Sox take down the Orioles 5-3. Nick Pivetta went six innings, giving up one run on four hits while striking out nine. It was the first walk-off homer of the year for the Sox. Here's that call from last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
Megan Aiken is ready. Here's his pitch. And he swings and drives one to left. High and deep. And this ball is long gone. A walk-off home run. Tyler O'Neill. And the Red Sox have won it. Their first walk-off home run of the year. The final 5-3 Red Sox. O'Neill hits number 30. A high, towering drive deep into the night. And the Red Sox walk it off.
You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store, NissanUSA.com, today. The guys now on the road to take on the Yankees tonight, 7:15 first pitch, with Cooper Criswell getting the start. You can hang out with Joe Weil at 6:15 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Joe Castiglione have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, right here on EEI. And as always on the Odyssey app, coming up, we'll have Sam Kennedy on for the front office report. And we have an AFC East showdown tonight. The Bills are in Miami to take on the Dolphins. Kickoff at 8:15. FindMassMoney.gov wants to help you with your game day ritual. You could have unclaimed money from a forgotten savings account, uncashed bankroll checks, or a refund check that never got to you. Go to FindMassMoney.gov today. It only takes 30 seconds to search your name. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Cordy. 61 degrees, sunny skies, afternoon high, around 81, Sean.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Tyler O'Neill walked it off for the Red Sox last night. So you're saying there is still a chance, and there is. And we will talk to Sam Kennedy, the president of the Boston Red Sox, about that and other things coming up during the front office report in a half an hour at 9. But right now, here she is, our queen, with today's news.
Yesterday, we talked about the fact that Revere High School was looking to maybe put metal detectors in the schools as a part of a new safety movement.
Over there.
Yeah, you could. Well, now teachers and administrators are demanding action. Another fight broke out yesterday that left several teachers injured. The Revere Teachers Association says the school principal fell to the floor trying to restrain a student, while another educator, who the teachers union says is a former police officer, was injured trying to de-escalate the fight. If you're watching on Twitch, you can see a bit of the video of the fight going down. Here's Revere Teachers Association co-president Michelle Irvin on BZ.
People are saying that I'm making things up, or I have this false narrative. I don't have a false narrative. We need help. I don't want another one of my colleagues to bleed when they go to work.
Damn.
It's crazy.
Oh, kick them out.
Yeah, but the problem is you can't.
Why?
That you're, listen.
What do you mean, Wiggy? Kick them out.
You can't expel kids no more.
Why not?
Because then the parents complain.
Well, too bad.
But it's
like, kick them out.
That was like part of like some of the issues, like as I'm learning, going through my time at Brockton, when I made $6 million. the thing that they would always, like, I talked to, like, you know, all the guys that, you know, were coaching and teaching in there. You can't expel kids. You can't suspend kids, because then the teachers, the parents complain and they won't throw kids out. It's like so many things.
My best friend got suspended for pantsing another person at recess.
It was a long time
ago. And like the fact that people can't, for beating the crap out of each other and injuring teachers, that you can't suspend or expel.
You really hung with a rough crowd at that.
I did. I did. Another one got suspended for putting our history teacher's head on a unicorn on Facebook.
Somebody also, didn't they wear a non-branded skirt?
Nope. We had uniforms.
Okay. Yeah, my friend Jordan got suspended for wearing Old Navy at Rivers.
Courtney, and you can't even break up fights. One of the coaches we had, he broke up a fight and then between two girls, and then the girl said he touched her the wrong way, and then he ends up getting suspended.
Yeah.
And so it's wild. So they don't even break up the fights. They're like,
it's also very unfair to the other kids. Like, I'm sure the majority of your kids are there to try to learn, and these hellions, as my mom used to call them, should be kicked out.
You know what we did at Eastie? They put them in the basement in the dungeon, and they put up a giant gate.
I spent hours.
And that's where everybody went. That was a wild one.
I spent hours in detention when I was at Neshoba Regional. Probably more time than I spent in the classroom. Like, to punish them. All right.
But that's the issue, Greg. We coddle those that are menacing our classrooms instead of protecting the rights of the vast majority of kids that just need to get an education.
Yeah. All right. Yep. It's awful.
Karen Reed will take her case all the way to the Supreme Court here in Massachusetts.
Ooh.
Yep. She filed an appeal yesterday on Judge Bev's decision, saying it would be double jeopardy. Reed's defense had asked the court to dismiss two of the three charges, second-degree murder and leaving the scene, after they heard from several jurors who said the jury had voted to acquit her on the charges. Judge Bev denied that motion. So.
Okay. All right. We'll see what the Supreme Court says.
We will.
Let's go.
And Greg, look out the Twitch chat. Kevin Offroad 4x4. All right, tough guy, four eyes. I think that was at you. I love a good glasses joke.
I mean, I wasn't in detention for fighting or anything. I mean, I just was.
For eating. Just,
Greg was a bit mouthy.
but I guarantee you,
I was a smart aleck.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
But when you got home, you were like, damn. Please, I hope they didn't call my dad.
Yeah. No, they always did. They always called the old man.
Very creepy story up next.
The Greg Hill Morning Show presents...
You think I am a creepy guy?
How creepy is it?
It was probably the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
Can I put the camera in the lady toilet?
And it's kind of creepy, which is nice.
Back up, you creep.
A Dollar Tree in Indiana has a pervert lurking. Mm. Someone is peeing in the candles and then putting them back on the shelves.
What? Where's the time for these kinds of things?
Maybe they really had to go?
They're peeing in the candle.
Yes.
Okay, and then it gets back on the shelf.
Correct.
And then people, try to smell the candle.
Unfortunately, that's what happened to a 9-year-old girl who was there shopping with her mother. She tried to tilt the candle to smell it and had urine spilt all over her.
Look at Butter Guy in the Twitch chat. You can watch his show on Twitch every day. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. Says it's Elton John. Guaranteed it's Elton John.
Good
Sir
point.
Sir Elton John. Yep. Candle in the wind, if you will.
Well,
yellow candle in the wind.
Okay.
The name of his new song.
We can hear from the 9-year-old girl's mom.
She picked up a candle to smell and tilted it back, and it literally, liquid went down her. And at first we're like, maybe it's just water. And as we're walking through the store, we get a foul smell. And Grace goes, Mom, my shirt really stinks. They told me it's been happening over a month, and they're not able to catch the person doing it, and there's no cameras down the aisles where he is doing it. The manager has asked for corporate to put in cameras in those areas, and corporate just doesn't want to pay for those.
Disturbing, disturbing. Mm-hmm. New slogan for Dollar Tree. You're in for bargains.
I thought you were going to say Dollar P.
Try our latest fall line of autumn urinal breeze.
Okay. Why don't you stick to mentoring kids for $100,000 a month?
I'll try it.
Autumn urinal.
You don't want the. It's like the girl on TikTok.
No, what about this one? Dollar store. We're number one when it comes to savings.
There we go.
Okay.
Your number one stop shop.
It's the girl on TikTok. You see, she goes into all the places and takes.
If you have to explain it, it didn't work.
No, she takes her panties off and puts them everywhere.
Oh, I have not seen that.
You see, it's like
you have a different algorithm than I do. Let me tell you.
Courtney's algorithm.
Yeah, it's not for me.
I'm a paternal breed.
You don't want to try some autumn urinal breeze?
5 minute wings.
All right, Greg, there is an issue in your adopted home continent. Fat geese are everywhere.
Obese geese.
Shime hates these.
No. It's a real problem because they cannot fly. Ooh. They're suffering from angel wing, which prevents them to be able to fly south for the winter.
What part of Maine is this?
Portland.
In Portland.
People are feeding the geese cheese, carbs, protein.
Oh, boy.
And so now they're all saying there's signs up everywhere, please stop feeding the geese because they're going to die in the cold.
Yes.
So we can hear from one park ranger, Liz Collado.
More natural foods like kale and lettuce and seeds and grapes. I realize that, you know, everyone wants to be around these birds, but the more we take care of them, the more they will be back.
Kale.
Right.
Kale is awful. If you've never had it, you can
If you spank the kale, it's actually very good.
Okay.
That's what you have to do. Like with kale, you need to spank it.
So is kale like greens?
Yeah.
It's like collard greens?
Yeah. Well, not collard greens, I don't think, but.
Nobody actually likes kale.
I think kale's pretty good. It just needs to be like seasoned correctly and you need to hit it, spank it. I don't like pain, but spanking is nice.
I was throwing geese. My wife and I were throwing geese French fries, so I guess that's not a good idea.
I don't think you should do that.
I guess
well,
not.
Well, have you seen? We didn't have time for this on Tuesday. I'm just going back here on my show notes, but there is a couple doctors that are looking at the increase in cancer among the younger group of people. We talked about it a lot during the Jimmy Fund. And there's a doctor who suggests that trying to eat really well, like the good foods, could be what is causing this.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Like the low-fat yogurts. You know how you and your ilk are all over the Greek yogurt?
Yeah.
Love a good Greek yogurt.
For gut health,
yes,
it's actually doing the opposite according to this doctor, and that's what could be the problem. Light salad dressings.
Oh, I never did that.
But that's it stands to reason. Like my parents' entire fridge is low fat butter, low fat ice cream. Like eat the regular thing, but less of it.
I can't believe it's not butter.
Yeah.
So what they're saying is that they've created all these light foods that people can throw in the face of others because they eat them. And the way they're creating them is with chemicals. Mm-hmm. They're not making the butter, like Curtis said, they're not making the butter healthier and lighter. They're just creating the stuff with all these chemicals. And that could be what the issue is when it comes to young people who are dealing with cancer that they never, as a generation, would have dealt with.
I've heard the same thing when it comes to like dairy. Like if you're an oat or almond milk, like I like oat milk now.
Yeah.
But it's actually
you're
doing
supposed
worse
to drink
for you.
The regular milk.
Yeah.
Like the milk from the cow, as they have done for centuries.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take a break.
Okay.
Rest of the news coming up.
Yes.
Including Florida, not like the rest of us.
Indeed.
Okay. Coming up at 9, Red Sox front office report with Sam Kennedy after a win last night. Tomorrow on this show on a Patriots Friday, Patriots linebacker Jelani Tavai. And Monday, we are back at Gillette Stadium with Boomer Esiason on week 2 in the NFL and... Of course, New England Patriots head coach Gerard Mayo. And we're almost done with voting on, at his request, on Gerard Mayo's walk-up song on Instagram, right?
We are. We have 1 hour left, so if you haven't voted yet, please go to the Greg Hill Show, WEEI. We have the poll up on our Instagram story right now. At the moment, things done change. Biggie is winning with 42% of the vote.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a close race, though. The City Is Mine, Jay-Z, is 40% of the vote.
So. Oh, come on, Fight Night.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I know you're a big Migos guy. Yeah.
I actually think they're better in person.
All right, back to the rest of the news.
And now we go to Florida.
And now.
It's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of.
Come to Miami.
Florida.
Florida.
Not like the rest of us.
The people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns.
On WEEI.
Oh, they don't close Florida.
There's some concern after a video went viral of a 19-year-old mayor from Florida drinking at a bar and acting inappropriately. Now, I know we call it the anything goes state, but drinking age still 21.
Yeah, we talked about, if I remember correctly, this kid when he got elected. He was elected when he was 17 as the mayor.
Correct.
What?
Right?
Yep.
Wait a minute. Oh, it's not a great idea to elect somebody who's 17 to be your mayor?
I didn't even know that
this
was possible.
This is literally a Parks and Rec episode.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I thought you had to be 21.
This is great. This is what we need.
All right, quick United States history. How old do you have to be to run for the presidency?
Oh, 35 years old.
There we go.
Yes, but Mayor Diesel DePew, he is the mayor of Edgewater, Florida, and he was drinking. He was acting inappropriately, allegedly using racial slurs. If you're watching on Twitch, you can see, and YouTube, you can see some videos of him doing that. We have a quick clip of him.
I need alcohol!
So.
Been there.
All right. Well,
one of his associates turned them in.
Well, it might not help when it comes to re-election, but we'll see.
Right. Right.
Yeah. This
in
is your
Florida,
mayor.
I don't know. It might help.
Might help in Florida. Yeah. Why not?
Now, this is an interesting story. There's a guy who sold his $80 million Miami mansion at a discount, and he's now suing his realtor. So Leo Chris was the owner of a 7-bedroom, 14-bathroom house that hugs the waterfront on Indian Creek Island.
Okay.
It's also known as Billionaire Bunker. The listing price was
Is that where Tom Brady is? I think that's where Tom Brady's house is, I think.
Maybe.
I would have to take a look and check, but Curtis would know.
Yes, that is actually it. Yep.
Okay.
The listing price of the house was $85 million. It sold for $79 million. Okay, so it was sold at a discount. But the reason he's really pissed is that he found out after the sale that the buyer was Jeff Bezos.
Bezos! Okay.
So this guy, Chris, is pissed because the house next door, Bezos had bought.
Uh-huh.
And then when this offer came through at a discount, he said he asked his realtor if it was Bezos that was buying this house as well. And the realtor said no.
Sounds like sour grapes to me. Like, yeah. You sold it at a discount. Doesn't matter who the buyer is.
Right. What's it matter? Because he already owned another house?
Well, because he was going to hold Bezos hostage. Because he knew Bezos wanted the house next door. Because he's going to probably knock them both down and build some. He's going to build one of those McMansions, Curtis.
Oh, that's my favorite thing about that island is everybody builds these $80 million mansions, then they get purchased, and they knock them down and build an entirely new one.
Yeah. So dumb.
Well, it's like too bad, so sad.
Yeah. Right.
Like you sold it at a discount, you didn't know who it was, and you shouldn't have done the deal.
It's not your realtor's fault, it's your fault.
I don't think so. I mean, if you ask the realtor, is the realtor, we'd have to ask
the realtor is saying that Bezos was hiding behind somebody else.
Like
he didn't know.
Or something like that. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Now we get to the dumbest of the day.
Stop being dumb.
And now, this woman is stone cold dumb.
I'm a dumbass.
The dumbest of the day.
Try again, dumbass.
All right. Listen to everything that happened yesterday, Curtis. And we have determined that this might have been the dumbest of the day.
So, there used to be TV shows, there probably still are, about repo men. Did you ever see
those? Oh, yes.
Yes.
So, there
was a movie, Wiggy.
Yep.
Repo Man. Did you ever see it?
Yeah, the Oh, there's a couple.
From the 80s.
Yeah, yeah. There was a newer one with
oh, they redid it.
Ryan Reynolds and
yeah. Oh, I'm sure. Jake Gyllenhaal.
No. The guy who's in The Old Man.
What?
The guy who was in that TV series, The Old
Jeff
Man.
Bridges?
Yeah, I think there was a recent one with those two in it.
Okay, so anyway.
So a gentleman in Michigan saw that his car was going to be, or found out his car was going to be repossessed. So while parking it in his driveway, he came up with a great plan to prevent someone from taking it. He armed the car with a fake bomb. He put two propane tanks and copper wiring on the outside of it and threatened to blow it up if a man came to take it off his property.
Well, that would probably give you pause before you were lifting it up onto the repo, tow truck. Did it work?
It didn't, sadly, thankfully. And we hear a neighbor on WXYZ's reaction.
Woke up to him putting propane tanks in his car, saying that he was going to blow it up.
What?
So you ain't taking my car.
Nice try, though. Oh. Nice try. All right. Is that it?
That's it for the news.
Great job today, Courtney.
Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're going to get you some flowers in a vase.
Boss.
Okay, perfect. Yeah.
I got a picture from Santo yesterday of the flowers cut and sitting in a vase.
Yeah.
They look beautiful. They look like he bought regular flowers at a florist. They look perfect. I don't know what the big hullabaloo was.
It was hard to find a vase.
Much ado and about nothing?
Right.
It was hard to find a vase that they were able to go in because they're shorter than like your normal stemmed flower. But hey.
Oh, that's the issue. Short thing.
Yeah, it was just, we made it work. They're gorgeous.
They look great.
Yeah. Yep. They look great.
Didn't seem to be an issue at all.
Can't you go to Pottery Barn? Don't they sell vases and things
there?
Yep.
It was just, at night and
seemed to be worthy of the abuse that the man took.
No abuse was taken. Lesson was learned.
Okay. Wow. All right. We are going to get to the Red Sox front office report with Sam Kennedy next.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.